Hi. Hey, bro. What? I didn't just show up and visit you? The bags? Maybe visit wasn't the right word. I got into a bit of fight with mom and dad. Can I stay with you, big brother? Let me in first. It's freezing out here. Oh wow, your face looks so awesome now that you've unpacked. I thought every surface would be covered with your dirty clothes. Ooh, where'd you get this coat? I like it. And wait, are these flowers? Since when do you buy flowers? Oh, right, the fact. Well, you know how it is. You know how strict our parents are. Your college courses don't even start for another month, yet here you are, in your own place, just leaving me to the walls. It's only been a couple of weeks, but now that you're not there to protect me, it's like they're making up new rules on the spot. I can't keep track of them. What did I do? Why are you assuming I did something wrong? How rude. I'm not always getting into trouble. I'm not a bad girl. Well, like I said, there wasn't a rule about it or anything. When mom found out, she totally overreacted. I'm getting to it, jeez. I got a tattoo. I said I got a tattoo. Yes, really. What? You gonna yell at me too? So what if I'm 15? It's my body. Well, it was one of my friend's older cousins. She doesn't and didn't mind that I was, you know, underage. No. They didn't kick me out exactly, but I've had enough. I'd rather live with you anyway. You're much kinder to me and I miss you like crazy. These 2 weeks have sucked. I know you've been away on trips for longer in the past, but those times I knew you'd be coming back. I know it might be a big cramp, but it'll be fun. Remember when we were younger and had to share a room? It'll be like that. I know it's your place, so I can just take the couch. Though I wouldn't mind sharing the bed. I'm only tiny. I wouldn't take up much room. On a cold day like this, it'd be real nice to cuddle up with you, big brother. You'd have to ask. Ask who? Mom and dad? Kinda goes against the whole point of me running away if you get their permission, don't you think? Who then? Caitlin? Your ex-girlfriend? She's not your... What do you mean? I thought you guys broke up. You lied to me? But you were sad and crying for weeks when you found out she'd be going to a different college. I held you in my arms when you said it was over. She changed her mind. Oh, just like that, huh? Well, whatever. good for you, I guess. Pretty shitty of her to put you through all that if she was just going to change her mind. I'll give her a piece of my mind for making my big brother cry like a baby when I see her next. Oh, she'll be here soon. Okay, let me practice my angry face. How's this? It's not cute. I'm really mad at her. Still though, why do you have to ask her if I can stay with you? She lives here? What? You can't be serious. Do our parents know? Do hers? Why didn't you tell me? What's with the secrecy? Well, of course they're upset. Their daughter is throwing her future away to be with her high school sweetheart. I thought you agreed that she should go. Go and follow her dreams or whatever sappy way you put it when you were whimpering about it to me in my lap. So that's why you think living together for a bit can let you know if you have a future together? So what? Is this some kind of trial run? So she still might decide to leave you? That's not fair! I mean, that's not fair on you. And if she does go, I suppose I'll have to pick up the pieces when she breaks your heart again, won't I? You should let her. I'll be there to comfort you. We don't need any sort of trial run. We don't need her to. Caitlin, hi. We were just talking about you. It's not his fault. He kept your stupid secret. Not that you did a very good job at hiding it. Looking at this place again, it's obvious a girl lives here. Those flowers were a dead giveaway. What? I'm being nice. I just don't appreciate that she made you hide things from me. In fact, I have a bone to pick with you. Why'd you get off playing around with my big bro? Don't apologize for me. She's the one who should be so... But yes, I want to stay with you, but why that's fine for you, big brother. Mwah. Sorry, Caitlin. Hey, don't mess up my hair. Ugh. Yeah, I miss you too, a little. Those are my bags. I have something to ask you. Can I stay here? Can I stay here with Big Brother and you? I guess. See? Caitlin gets it. She understands. It's your duty to take care of your little sister when she needs you. So it's okay? Really? Oh, you're the best. Yeah. We can tell mom and dad that I'm staying here for a bit. Or maybe longer. So, what do you want to do first? Should we get converting the couch and the bed out of the way? You have some spare blankets and pillows, right? Oh, good. Where are they? No, I'll get them. It's the least I can do. There we are. Do you want the pillow at this end or that end? I'm asking cause this is your bed, silly. Big brother and I already agreed that we'd be sleeping together. Yeah, we did. Well, it was implied. Big brother, please. She doesn't mind, right, Kathleen? It's not weird. Tell her, bro. We slept together all the time back home. I didn't sneak in. Okay, well, maybe. But that gentle look on your face you have when you're sleeping will draw me in, and you're so warm. Not my fault. Besides, it's not like you'd kick me out. No, I didn't just mean when we were kids. Why would that end when we get older? It's normal for a brother and sister to share a... Oh yeah, you don't have any siblings, don't you, Caitlin? Ah, then that's why you don't get it. So it's okay? Just for the first few nights, please? Pretty please? Yay! I got my big bro buddy pillow back. I can't wait to snuggle up on you tonight. Well then, I should get unpacked and changed. Fight started the moment I got home from school, so I didn't have time. Or should I stay in this? You always did say I was cute in my uniform. Don't listen to him. He totally did say that. Look, he's blushing. But fine, I'll change. Come help me then. You can clean up one of your drawers for me. Ooh, I like our new bed. It seems comfy. Here, you take this bag and I'll find something to wear from this one. Yeah, that drawer is fine. Is that the side she has you sleep on? Oh, poor big brother. And always that you pick on the right. Kinda glad it worked out this way. I didn't want to sleep on the part that smells of her. I want the part that smells like my brother. Oh yeah, that bag is full of my bras and panties. Don't tell me you're scared of touching your sister's unmentionables. Oh, speaking of unmentionables, I haven't even shown you my tattoo yet. Wanna see it? Okay. Why are you looking away? Well, duh, I'm undressing. How else am I supposed to show it to you? So, what do you think? Can't see it? I didn't mean about the tattoo. I mean, what do you think about me? Me without a shirt, in this black lacy bra? You like it? Do you think my boobs have gotten any bigger? Why are you so flustered? Should you be reacting like that after seeing my body, big brother? Sorry. Just thought I'd kill two birds with one stone and get changed at the same time. Think you can handle me taking my skirt off? Not messing with you now. It's on my tie. Of course I'm not lying about getting one. It's just, I need to sit on the bed. Like this. And then I need to spread my legs for you. There. Now you see, don't you? You're the first boy to see it. So I need your honest opinion about it. Come closer. Huh? Fix what? Oh my god! I didn't realize I had camel toe. Just consider that view part of your reward for saving me from the streets. So come on, you like it? It's Japanese. It says love, or at least I hope it's the kanji symbol for love. For all I know, it could be something else entirely. Oh, you do? That makes me so happy. Glad one member of our family likes it. Give me a hug. No escape. I got my legs wrapped around you. Hug or we stay like this forever. No, not getting dressed first either. Hurry up and hug me. You don't want Caitlin seeing us like this, or do you? Yeah, didn't think so. Hey, big brother, do you love me as much as her? Can you prove it? Can you prove that to me? How? Well, that's easy. You don't have to do a thing. Just stay right here. Don't move an inch. Just let me do this. I'm sorry, but I love you, big brother. Much more than a sister should. You have no idea how long I've wanted to do that. Wait, don't go! He didn't pull away. It'll be his fault if I get my hopes up. Maybe if I push a little, just a little bit more. Damn, guess I gotta finish unpacking by myself now. Hey, bro, what are we watching? Didn't we see that already? Oh well, never mind. It's always fun to watch something with you. What's Caitlin doing? Caitlin? Hey! Caitlin! Oh. Sorry, I didn't know you were on Skype call. You're not going to watch the movie with us? Yeah, he's seen it with me before too. He loves his nerdy movies, doesn't he? Okay, sorry for interrupting. Go put your headphones back on. Bro. Hey, bro. Wipe that guilt look off your face. She'll sense something's wrong. There's something wrong, right? You don't regret it, do you? Do I? No, not at all. If I did, I would be sneaking my little hand under the blanket and but I... Shh, don't worry. She can't hear us if we keep it down. Can you, Caitlin? You have no idea I'm rubbing my brother's dick right now, do you? I should stop, huh? Then why was it already in my heart? You like kissing your sister, didn't you, bro? She's not facing us. It's fine. I'm taking it out. I need to touch it directly. Oh, fuck. It's so warm. It's getting even bigger in my hands. Can I stroke it? She won't that though. She won't notice a thing. If I just nuzzle up next to you. And you bring your knees up a bit. Now she'll have no idea what my hands is doing. See, it's not disturbing the blanket. I can jerk you off. You can get a handjob from your sister, and she'll be none the wiser. Does that feel good? Am I doing this right? You can barely hear it. You should be more concerned about keeping a straight face. You look cute when you're in pleasure, though. I want to see your face more from now on. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. Let me lick your ear at least. She won't see that from this angle. What's this, huh? What's this sticky stuff coming from the tip. Loving up your cock, making my job a little easier. Want me to go a little fast? What's that, Caitlin? Oh yeah. This is my favorite part of the movie too. That's so true. No one would really do that. But it helps the plot go forward. Okay, tell your friends I said hi. Now where are we? Oh, that's right. I was gonna start checking your wife's. Keep an eye on her. This might be a little louder. No, watch her, bro. Watch your girlfriend. Watch her bad think of me. Think of nothing but your 15 years old sister giving you a dirty hand job. I'll make you come. I'll make you come so fucking hard, bro. Catch it all in my little hands. Then I have to swallow it all. Swallow it, calm down so she doesn't see or smell it. Poor girlfriend. No clue that her boyfriend's sperm will soon be swimming around in her sister's belly. You're nearly there. You come and shit it out. Rub the tip in my other hand so I can be ready for it. Come for me, big brother. Your balls are tensing up. Don't resist it. Come into your teenage sister's hands. Yes. Yes. Oh, that's it. So much. much spilling. You're done? Okay, cover me. Literally, I have to gulp down what's in my hands, then lick the rest off the couch and blanket. Not bad. Your cum is tasty, bro. Now for the mess you made. A little bit here. Now just a wet spot on the blanket. Check it out, bro. Should I swallow it? Or should I let Caitlin have a taste? Okay. All gone, big brother. Oh, Caitlin! How long were you watching? I was just being silly. I had a piece of candy and wouldn't share it. Wasn't being too loud, was I? Oh, good. Your call is over. I need something to drink. That candy has a strong aftertaste. Can I get you anything? A sure thing. We are going to have so much fun tonight, big brother.